Don and Jess. This morning, we kicked the show off talking about where people were, like, on Christmas shopping. Like, have you started your Christmas shopping yet? I desperately tragically have not.
Yeah, I came in on that conversation. I was a little disappointed on some of our callers.
Have you? Have you started?
Actually, I was impressed. Some people are done. Done. Where are you at? Are you? Have you begun?
I just did some online shopping. I was like, hey, that's a good deal. Done.
That's the way to do it. That's totally the way to do it. Like last night, in an attempt to somehow get some semblance of a list together for my daughter, I'm like, we decided this year it's going to be like something you want, something you need, something you wear, and something you read.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
It rhymes too. I love it.
It's cute.
I take no credit for that. Oh. That was my wife and her sisters. Okay. And I thought that was super cool. So my daughter got out her pencil and paper.
Okay.
And very started cute. Writing down. It was tough to kind of differentiate between want and need.
I see. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good learning opportunity.
But she got the read thing down and the wear thing down, and then she picked a couple cool toys. Actually, was pretty economical.
Wow.
She actually got onto the Amazon with me, and she goes, just put in toys for a 9-year-old girl. That's what she told me to put in. And I did, and is that a thing? And it actually worked.
Wow.
I popped up all these toys for 9-year-old girls. And we scrolled through.
In Amazon.
And she's like,
they probably have a list right there.
She goes, what about crafts? And I'm like, okay, crafts. And boom, there they were. I'm like, this is.
And yes.
Wow.
Search engine and Amazon.
So we're making a list. We're checking it twice. we're going to find out who's naughty or nice. And then, you know.
Okay.
How big of a check it's going to require.
Yeah,
at this point.
They're right. Yeah. But yeah, so I think it's just, you know, I just follow the ads, you know, and a good deal. I follow the deals.
You are following. You're always over there going, Black Friday on Monday.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Black Friday.
I was trying to because every store has a different day,
what are you tracking right now? Gosh. Or do you even want to reveal? Because I'm assuming that this is out in the general public and this is what you got your eye on.
I just won't tell you the product to get because there's one specific one that if I don't get it, at this price, I'm going to lose my mind. But here's the deal dates. Walmart, I guess, online is on the 8th.
Which is a Wednesday.
But if you're a member, if you're a Walmart Plus, you get it like 3 days earlier.
Okay. So it's a Wednesday. Is this the ad I saw where it says shop Black Friday deals on Wednesday?
Yeah, probably.
That's what I saw. Yes.
That's lame.
It said shop Black Friday and then below it on Wednesday the 8th. I'm like, yeah.
Don't call it Black Friday. I don't know.
And you're wondering why our children and a whole generation are confused.
What is this Black Friday? Let me tell you the days
Do you remember actual Black Fridays?
Yes.
The day after Thanksgiving. Do you remember lining up out in front of a store in the cold?
I live in Arizona. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know
lining up like in early morning, waiting for the doors to open at 5 a.m. The door busters was actually a door buster. They busted down the doors.
I remember hearing about it, but I was too young to go. Like, my mom was scared I'd get trampled. But when I was older, was like 12, my mom took me and I was terrified. There were so many people and I was getting pushed. And at first I was like, oh, this is fun. And then I got terrified. I was like, I want to go home.
It's scary. It's a full contact sport. And you'd get home and have your treasures and the deals that you got.
Yeah.
And then you'd turn on TV and they would show like a full stampede somewhere
bloody
in like
noses.
Cleveland or something, and they literally busted the doors down. Then the pandemic hit, and I thought we'd never have another in-person Black Friday ever again. And it's back with the thunder, and it's furious, fast and furious. So you're tracking the Walmart thing.
Yeah.
Which apparently it's going to be Black Friday every day for the next 49 days until Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know.
What else are you looking at?
I saw Target is doing both. So they have Cyber Monday.
Now there is Cyber Monday. That's
Cyber
a thing
Monday
too. Yeah.
On the 27th and the 28th, but also their regular Black Fridays on November 20th.
Gosh.
I mean, also their advertising for this is ridiculous. All I did was type in Google Black Friday deals, and it's.
You can get them now. You can get Black Friday deals.
Pretty
now.
Much. That's why it's not saying. So it's Black Month.
Yeah. I mean, the reality was the reality is Black Friday month. Exactly. Every day is Black Friday between now and again today. 49 days till Christmas. My daughter told me 50 yesterday, so I just subtracted one. See how good I am at math? Hi, the wolf.
It's Shauna. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning, Shauna. Have you started Christmas shopping?
I am done.
Shopper Shauna, all done. And take that, everyone else. Well, as long as you got me something with a big bow on it, it's all good then.
Got your bag of candy corn.
Oh, Jess, you got a stocking stuffer. Yeah.